Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With two more schools closing today because of asbestos, the Philadelphia Teachers Union is calling on Governor Wolf to declare a state of emergency. As KYW's Mike DiNardo reports, that would allow the state to spend money in its rainy day fund.
The Philadelphia Federation of Teachers says it's raining because of the asbestos crisis, so it's time to dip into the state's rainy day fund. The union is joining several lawmakers and activists in calling on Governor Wolf to declare a state of emergency, an emergency made all the more critical with the latest closures of the Barton and Sullivan elementary schools, says PFT President Jerry Jordan.
The need is great, and the need for closing the schools because they're not safe for kids is an emergency. It is a crisis that has to be dealt with, and it's going to take the funding in order to do it.
The union, through the Fund Our Facilities Coalition, is repeating its call for $170 million to tackle environmental problems in the city's aging school buildings. The governor, in his budget, has asked for nearly $1 billion to address asbestos and lead paint, but Jordan says that's only a budget request at this point, and the money would be available faster through the rainy day request. Barton and Sullivan are the 8th and 9th Philadelphia schools to close this year because of asbestos. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio.